Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Wednesday evening, a quick check-in on markets and company news from Momentum Wealth. Fahima Adia, good evening to you and welcome. Let's start with the overall picture. And throughout the day, industrial shares showing a little bit of strength, but broadly the market fairly flat today.
Good evening, Jeremy. Yes, so it was a bit flat. We did see it open stronger this morning, reaching all-time highs. I think we're starting to see that positive momentum from the US-China trade deal that was announced 2 days ago lose some of its steam. But industrials were up quite nicely. You know, we saw the likes of Altron and Grindrod up, also Process and Naspers were up because of the strength in Tencent, and Sasol was also up on the day.
And for people who hold Sasol stock, they'll be happy, up around almost 3% today, because that really has been a share under pressure, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. So it's been a good week for Sasol, up about 12% over the past week. And I think what's really driving that is just these tariff agreements, which are having a positive impact on global growth expectations, which in turn has been good for the oil price. So expectations of a stronger oil price going forward is basically what's helping drive that Sasol price higher. But yeah, still a long way for that to fully recover, but it does look like a start in the right direction.
And one of the JSE's newer listings was Boxer, the share taking a little bit of pain towards the end of last week, but also recovering today, right?
Yeah, so it was a bit higher today after we saw the weakness yesterday. Yesterday did release its first set of results since listing. And I think even though the results were resilient, investors were expecting a bit more given where the stock has been priced. So we did see a bit of a sell-off there, but looks like it has shrugged that off today and is starting to show recovery.
All right, let's switch to company news very quickly. I see Suntum, it's the big short-term insurer, achieving double-digit growth in gross written premiums and a solid contribution, says the company, from all the group's businesses in Q1.
Yeah, it's quite a good update. It's exceeding its own targets, like you said, showing double-digit growth in gross written premiums. All businesses performed well there. And its return on capital was quite impressive and above 30%. But it looks like the share price was a bit flat after that. I think the outlook provided perhaps made investors a bit wary. It spoke about the risk of tariffs disrupting global supply chains. And should the rand weaken, that could contribute towards higher claims inflation, which would have a negative impact on the business.
It's also got a reinsurance arm, which has achieved strong double-digit growth.
Yes, that's also done quite well. And I think it was also good to see that it wasn't too badly impacted by those fires in the Western Cape, which also kept results quite strong.
You referenced Grindrod a little earlier and an improved share price today, and on the back of, I think, an announcement of its intention to exit its 50% stake in a marine fuel trading business. If memory serves, it's called Cockett, and it's the last material asset in the group's non-core assets, but all part of a broader slimming down strategy as far as Grindrod is concerned.
Yes, so the market responded quite well to this update. I see the share price was up. And like you said, it's just been part of Grindrod's strategy to slim down that portfolio over the past few years. So the exit of this marine fuel business is its last non-core asset, which I think just really marks a fresh start for this business as it can now focus solely on its core operations. It was a difficult past year for Grindrod because of that political unrest in Mozambique, which impacted operations. But it looks like that's also largely behind the business now. So it does look like that share price is set for recovery.
As we have this conversation tonight, Fahima, we're also in the middle of stage two load shedding. And it was interesting to see earlier today that Investec says it's lodging a bid for a license to trade its electricity. It's got giant headquarters in Sandton, and it says it wants to power that entire building with solar power. So talk about taking matters into your own hands, right?
Yes, looks like that was a good move by Investec. So looks like they want to use solar power, which they will buy from a solar facility in the Free State to operate its headquarters in Sandton. So therefore, they do need to get a license from NERSA, as they will have to use Eskom's transmission and distribution network. But it looks like Investec actually has a stake in this solar power plant. So it does make sense. And in the long term, I think it may actually work out cheaper given all the tariff increases we're seeing coming through from Eskom.
And a lot of big corporates are starting to move in that space. If memory serves, Discovery about 2 years ago launching its renewable energy business.
Yes, definitely. A lot of corporates have been focused on trying to switch to solar power and other renewable energy, you know, given the unreliability of Eskom. And also it's turning out to be a lot more cost effective in certain cases, which makes sense.
Let's move on to a company called Westpac. And the reason why I've included it in our conversation tonight, Fahima, is Mrs. Maggs loves it. And it's finally secured a buyer after a more than a year. I think it's a year that it's been in business rescue. Again, it serves a very useful retail niche, but it's been in a lot of difficulty.
Yeah, so I think the issue was that Westpac just expanded far too quickly and took on more debt than it could afford, which pushed it into business rescue around last year. But it looks like it's now been acquired by a group of individual buyers, which means that this business can continue. And I think, importantly, staff will be able to keep their jobs.
And Fahima, let me just put two bits of data together. One, the joblessness numbers were out, or the jobless numbers out last night, and that is showing a relentless climb as far as that's concerned, worrying for investor confidence. But on a slightly brighter note, S&P says inflation, it sees easing to between 4 and 4.2%, just reading my numbers here, from a peak of around 7% in 2022. And that means that its economic outlook has brightened slightly. So two sides of a coin.
Yeah, so on the one side, you know, we've got this terrible figure, especially if we look at the expanded unemployment rate, which is close to 45%, youth unemployment much higher than that even. And of course, you know, that is a consequence of the slow growth of the economy over many years, the pressure that businesses and consumers have been under. And then we did see this news from S&P saying that it does see inflation easing. But in my view, I think there's just a lot of moving parts at the moment. And a lot of this depends on what's going to happen with this global tariff situation, whether the rand will depreciate due to that, the extent of these supply chain disruptions, and more importantly, the oil price. So I think the weakening of the oil price has been positive for inflation, but we do need to see some further tariff agreements come through in the next few months. Just bear in mind that a lot of these agreements are temporary for now, but if global negotiations do go well, that will hopefully be positive for the inflation trajectory.
And that's where we are going to leave it. Fahima, we'll talk again next week from Momentum Wealth. I do appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.